Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you lend your lungs to me? Mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's past. Breath I'll take and breath I'll give. Pray the day's not poised. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Fingers walk the darkness down. Mine is on the midnight. Gather up the gold you found, you fool, it's only moonlight. And if you stop to take it home, your hands will turn to butter. Better leave this dream alone, try to find another. Salvation sat and crossed yourself and called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a shelf, who'll kill the raging cancer. Seal the river at its mouth, take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathe in fiery answer. Crying foreign tongues and dirty up the doorstep. And I for one and you for two ain't got the time for outside. Keep your injured looks to you, we'll tell the world that we tried.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. Come inside, come inside. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest poetry community at allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put on these shows 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern U.S. time. Mondays, come hang with our wild dove, Lou You, for nature and passion. Tuesdays, dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, join us for Keeping It Brief, and come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with the art of seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Soul and Art with Richard and Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Fridays come fill my eyes with open poetry. Saturdays are split between Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wild with Gray Eyes as he brings you Bad Company and Exploring Ekphrasis with Captain B2 and Daniel DeShino. And if you're looking for a more edgier realm, check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, Tuesday through Sunday morning. Tuesday, take a walk on the wild side. Thursday, sit in with Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball. Fridays, you can break on through. Saturdays, join Aphasiana and Babbler for Part Sinner, Part Saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the Solace of Shadows. Check out the contests and topic boards for all our shows and join in the fun. And if you do SoundClouds, we accept those too. And hello, Dexter. How's it going?
Hello, Pam. Hello, Pam. Happy Sunday to everybody out there.
Yes, yes. Happy Sunday. Unless you're in a different time zone, in which case, happy Monday. So, you
right.
know, But
exactly.
Yep.
But I think I was in the worst time zone because we just had a blizzard this weekend, and it's April, and all of a sudden now it snapped up to 50 degrees today. So,
isn't it crazy? No, I know. It's the same way in this area. It just keeps. We had the other night. I didn't even know if my power was going to last because we had like sleet and high winds, and then it eventually turned to snow. And now the same thing. Yep. 45 degrees.
Yep. Yeah, you got to be built a certain way to survive in the Midwest.
Well, yeah, you got to have that extra cushion. That's why we eat all those meat and potato dinners.
Yeah, that's right. So I went to Costco and bought 5 pounds of cheese curds, you know, so.
Yep.
So that's what it is, you know. We got to, yeah, you're right. You got to have those. Little extra cushion there.
Exactly.
I'm excited about the show.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, excuse me, but before we go on, I did want to give a shout out to Rex, to our good friend Rex.
Sure.
Yes, sending him love, prayers, healing vibes, whatever he needs, because we miss you, Rex, and we want you to get back with us quickly.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm really humbled to even be helping out with this position because Rex has been one of my favorite people since I've even joined the site. And so to hear that he's out sick, like you said, sending nothing but prayers and everything his way because he's such a key guy around here. So hopefully you get back, Rex, as soon as possible.
Oh, definitely, because he is a fan favorite, that is for sure. So, yes. But I will say that one great thing about Rex being gone is I got to run the contest. You had picked out an awesome topic. I should say we got to run the contest. You picked out an awesome topic, which I already knew about this singer and some of his music. But because of you choosing him, I delved into more about learning about him, and he's really an interesting figure. So I'd like you to tell us more about Towns Van Zandt.
He absolutely is, and really kind of he kind of came almost in together with me discovering Blaze Foley, and Blaze Foley is I absolutely love him, but. Just diving in more into Towns Van Zandt, these were, the way that he was described, which I thought was fascinating, is the best song, the greatest songwriter that you've never heard of. And really encompasses him, you know, because even on later on in his life, he was described by Bob Dylan as in his top five greatest songwriters of all time. But really to get to that point, what happened to him or what his road is that he was diagnosed with by being bipolar, manic depressive. He had occasions where his sister was with him and he told his sister that he was going to dive backwards out this window and did just to see how it felt. And as a result, because of his behavior, he was subject to unfortunately being a part of what is it called? I also I'm blanked on it.
Insulin shock treatment.
He got shock treatment and shock therapy, and as a result of the shock therapy that he had, it absolutely erased his memory of his entire childhood. So he raised her, and then he came out of it, and he didn't even know his mother's name, which is fascinating to me because you'd think of how about poet, where are words stored in your memory? So the brain is such a fascinating thing, and so the whole topic is so perfect for poetry. And so he erased his memory, and unfortunately that led though to a whole life of alcoholism and drug abuse. But in between that, he just so happened to become one of the most prolific folk writers of all time. And unfortunately died at 52 because of his alcoholism and his drug abuse, which led to heart failure. But as we all know, you know, in those dark periods, some of the greatest art is created. And Townes Van Zandt is definitely, I would say, falls into that category. And so it's awesome to be able to celebrate his work. What's even better is that we get to celebrate some of the poets that wrote to some of the art that he created as an inspiration. So I'm excited about tonight.
Oh, me too, definitely. And I have to say amen to that. It's definitely a great opportunity, not only, as you said, to celebrate his music, but celebrate the poets. So awesome. Well, with that being said, and great info there, thank you very much. I'll go ahead and we'll get started, and we'll start out with the song Waiting Around to Die by Townes Van Zandt. And of course, I suppose it goes without saying that all songs we will be playing tonight will be by Townes Van Zandt. So there we go. I got that covered.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
Man, that one is an amazing song, I tell you. It was actually the most written to song in our contest. So we got, I think, 4 entries to it. So,
yeah. So and deservingly so. It's a very chilling song, and so I'm excited for these rides.
Oh, me too. For sure. I'm trying to get back to where I need to be. I was doing some moseying around, which I probably shouldn't have been doing, but there we go. All right. So our first song, or our, not first song, sorry. Our first poem will be not that one. Sorry, wrong one. Let me try that again. All right.
Sorry, Pam, we're just sitting waiting around to die. So
that's right. You all just wait around to die while I do my
so oh, man.
Oh man, good one
here,
Dustin. Oh man. All right. Well, up first we have Left Broken for Love, Left Broken Waiting for Love or Death by Jenny Hunt, 2017. And Jenny was nice enough to make a SoundCloud for us. So let me find that. And here we go.
Left broken, waiting for love or death. Dark is the night where you left me broken. The vengeance in my soul has been awoken. Forgiveness is not granted. You are mistaken. The risks I took on you were not worth taking. Time and time again, I fell for your lavish lies. Succumbing as your fool, I closed my watery eyes. Pillows stained with tears for my silent cry. Lost on this rocky road of emptiness, I long to die. Crashing waves against the shore awaken me. My heart has different plans, filled with misery. You left me for dead, no remorse, no regret. Deep within, I'm severing with more pain and fret. Your love for me, away it may have gone. In time, you'll see how it was you that was wrong. Banished without a trace, leaving me a disgrace, never again to satisfy you, seeing my hurt face. Alone on this narrow road, I lay dying, bleeding, crushed by my bouldering fears of speaking. Away from you, waiting for death's consumption, struck by thunder, my blues chase away the sun. End poem.
Great reading right there, Jenny. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this right, and the SoundCloud was awesome. You know, in talking with in context with the song, you know, everything is about, I guess, how we choose to spend our time, about how we choose to waste our time. And unfortunately, some of us choose to waste our time on people that that don't, you know, that aren't in our best interest, and that sometimes are going to be the ones that use us. Crashing waves against your shore awaken me. My heart has different plans, filled with misery. You left me for dead, no remorse, no regret. Deep within, I'm suffering with more pain and fret. You know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of times we have, you know, what people would call red flags and things that kind of stand out that would be leading us on to that this is kind of maybe the end point of all of this. But for some reason, we still choose this pain and agony with this person, because it is better than maybe sitting around alone waiting to die. And so I thought this was a fantastic take on the prompt, and amazing SoundCloud, and I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Me too. And yeah, you make a really good point there, because we do have a tendency to do that, to put all our faith, all our heart into people who aren't worth our time. And then it feels like, you know, that life has ended. I also thought there could kind of be another meaning to the idea of waiting around to die. Is the idea of, you know, being in an abusive relationship and getting away from it, but, you know, it almost, like, you feel like there's almost this idea of the fear of the abuse continuing. There's definitely a very dark and somber underlining theme to this rite, which fits really well with the song. And I like it all the way through, but I especially like the ending stanza. And then your love for me away, it may have gone. In time, you'll see how it was you that was wrong, banished without a trace, leaving me a disgrace, never again to satisfy you seeing my hurt face. You know, it's like that idea of just being so obsessed with someone wanting to see your pain. But as you were mentioning, most likely, or kind of mentioning in a way, most likely they're not even going to care. They could see you crying tears and wouldn't care, you know? So, but yeah, definitely a strong emotive rite and very well done. And.
Well said, Pam. And great writing.
Thank you.
Fantastic start to the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if anybody's thinking about getting Jenny a Christmas present or a birthday present, a speaker for her phone would be a nice idea. We wouldn't have to turn the poor girl up to top volume.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so
but
yeah, get her a podcast speaker and get her a microphone. Jenny, we're
there, we
put
go.
A GoFundMe together.
GoFundMe account. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. And I haven't, by the way, I wonder what happened to Jenny. Usually she peeks in right about now. Hopefully we'll see her soon. And all right. Well, up next we have Dark Side of the Moon by Vectis Man, and he too was nice enough to make a SoundCloud for us. So here we go.
Hey, howdy small when you're dying, that's why I got the blues. Though my life will soon be over, I've got no time to lose. Pain is here reminding me, but I'll never give in. They say, keep on smiling, take my dying on the chin. Grand Reaper knocked my door, said death was coming my way. Forget about your tomorrow, start living life today. Know for sure I'm dying, it hurts me so to smile. Respectfully, the joke's on me, death kinda cramps my style. Time will wait for anyone, it won't stand still for me. No good counting up minutes, I'll have to wait and see. Days of sunshine, happy time, my life's had too much rain. Can't get worse of a bad time, feeling the hurt and pain. Days grow long, my nights grow longer, awaiting my last breath. Pain is clouding over my mind as I wait around for death. It's a good day to come call it, I hope it will come soon. I've been thinking of tomorrow on the dark side of the moon.
Well, hot damn, flip me upside down and call me a griddle cake. That man can sing. Wow.
That was awesome.
Wasn't that? Oh, my goodness. I knew from this contest and other ones I've seen him in, he's in another contest that I'm in too, that he could write song lyrics, but I hadn't actually taken time to listen to the audio until now, so I didn't realize how great his voice was. But yeah, very impressive. And what are your thoughts on the
lighting? I didn't hear the audio either until just now. That blew me away.
Yep, totally. What did you think of the right?
Well, I mean, his SoundCloud added so much to the right, and there's such an, you know, that there's such an artistic craft to that just being said. And the Dark Side of the Moon, what I liked about this right is that it was so clever, it put a smile on your face, but the lines were so dark that this would be one that you would almost say that you wouldn't want even kids to hear, because it's, I've been thinking about Tomorrow on the Dark Side of the Moon, and the context of this, and that's why it's so perfect in matching the prompt, is their song, the wording and the lyrics of it, Keep It Going, is such a cleverness. Where is another one here? Now I'm for sure I'm dying. It hurts me to smile. Respectfully, the joke's on me. Death kind of cramps my style. There's a humor that he puts in this, but the entire thing is very, almost like gives you goosebumps how dark the context is and the content is. And I thought that he, like I said, his SoundCloud all brought that to life. So I thought this was a fantastic write.
Oh, I have to agree. A fantastic write, a fantastic performance, a great rhyme and flow, great imagery. Yes, there is definitely that dark humor. And I think oftentimes the idea of dying, especially if you know you're dying, like if it's a type of, you know, death that you're aware that's going to be happening soon. Oftentimes, when it comes to difficult subjects, we need humor to swallow that bitter pill. And, you know, this is great all the way through, wonderful wordplay. I do especially like those first couple of stanzas when they say, they keep on smiling, take my dying on the chin. You know, it's that idea of those platitudes that people give you when they're trying to comfort you. And then that second stanza. Now, I know for sure I'm dying. It hurts me so to smile. Respectfully, the joke's on me. Death kind of cramps my style. I mean, man, who doesn't feel like that, right? And all the way, yes. And all the way through. And, of course, I like the title because, you know, I like any title that makes you think of Pink Floyd. So there's an added coolness there. Yep. One that hit really hard to me, because I know many people can relate to this, is pain is clouding over my mind as I wait around for death. You know, those lines to me are particularly difficult, because, like, I think of a friend of mine who lives in Texas, and she got through her chemotherapy I can't remember what the first kind of cancer she had. I want to say it was lung. And she got through that. She went into remission. And then her cancer came back and is a tumor in her brain. And, you know, so it's kind of like that. And you know that when somebody is at that point, it's, you know, it's just difficult. It really is. Because you're either... Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, she's a strong...
My mom's best friend. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, she's a good, strong person. But, you know, always seems that's the way it happens. But go ahead. Go ahead, please.
No, my mom's best friend went through that whole thing, and I remember distinctly seeing her for the last time, and she said that, you know, it was the quote that I haven't given up on life. I've just found the grace to die, or something along those lines, and that will forever stick with me. And so, Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that with your friend, but that's the kind of emotion that Wright brings up is absolutely. And so this is a brilliant Wright.
Absolutely, and I do appreciate when poetry allows us to express our emotions. So, excellent, Wright. And before we move on, I would like to welcome Stelina to the show. Welcome, Stelina. Glad you could join us.
Hello, both of you. How are you?
Oh, we
Can
are
you hear
doing
me?
Great. Yes, yes.
Oh,
can you hear us?
Oh, great. Oh, yes, perfectly. Yes, perfectly well. How are you, Dex? Okay?
I'm doing well, Stelina. I'm getting better just hearing you.
Oh, that's sweet. You're sweet. I hope I can just stay on. That's all I hope for. Okay.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
Yeah, everything's crossed. Yeah.
Did you get a... Yeah. Did you get a chance to read or to hear Dark Side of the Moon by Vectis Mann?
I didn't, unfortunately. I just caught the end of your comments. I'll go and read it, of course, and comment.
All right. Wow. And your mom also passed after having cancer 3 times. That's a tough battle,
yeah.
And I am really sorry for that.
She was very strong, like your friend, you know. The first time she got it, she was 59. Then she had it again at 65. And then she had it again at 82. And then that was it. So she had breast cancer. Then she had, I think it was in the lymph gland in her neck somewhere. And then bone cancer. So that was it then. But she got, you know, she got over it twice and until the final sort of setback. But anyway, you know, at least we had her till she was 83. So that was, you know, that was nice. She had a chance at least. But catching it early, I think, is the key really with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think your comment captures all that you would need for, or I think you're saying it just captures all you would need for a comment about the poem, because it just really brought this rush of emotion on for all of us, and you sharing your own story is.
I think a lot of. I mean, it's hard to find anybody who isn't touched by this disease anyway. These days, it's very hard.
It truly is. It truly is. Honestly,
is.
I have to be careful because I think I could spend a good half hour to an hour of a show talking about how cancer has increased over the decades and the possible causes of it. So, that'll get us. I think that's a conversation that would easily get me running down rabbit holes and away from the topic.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yes. But for our next Wright, we have We're All Doing Time by Liquid Mind Forever. And I will go ahead and give this one a read. And it goes like this. Drop a dime, Drop a dime, buy a bag of crime. It's all pantomime. We're all doing time. No matter what your alibi, the why always the same. Leaving home, becoming I, you're fine. Waiting around to die. Get a job, hoard your bucks, get yourself laid. Buy a boat, drink and bloat, another shyster paid. Write a check, your debts parlayed. Welfare, FDIC, government aid. We're killing time, rolling dimes. Time's a dance, perhaps, perchance. We dance our dance, parlance our stance. Necromance our chance, death's last dance. I'm here, I'm there, I'm nowhere, everywhere. I scoff, silky crimson underwear. I bare my bones, I snarl and moan. Lord, have mercy, I might even atone. Before I lie down, before I tie down. Before I'm low down, facing the mud, down low on the ground, waiting around to die. hiss and tease, down on your knees, cough and wheeze, eat and sleep, grow on, blow on what you reap, keep silent, vigilant, snarly, snarky, violent, say some dough, who'll ever know, you're just killing time, waiting round to die, we're all falling, we're all stalling, we're all the same, hiding who's to blame, hiding from our shame, it's blame, distracting ourselves, contracting ourselves, bickering, dickering, shopping, non-stopping, freaking out, stinking clout, dropping out some kids, living on the skids, plucking, ducking, sucking teat, always, we're always, spilling, shilling, killing time, caught, distraught, thought, wrought, masquerading, ejaculating, emasculating, while we're waiting, waiting around to die. End poem. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Wow, what a right. What a read. The rhyme and flow on that one was stunning. You know, it, the way that she was able to keep the almost ugliness building, you know, and to do that in the rhyming fashion, I thought was just spectacular. So captured it all very well, and I thought it was just a spectacular write.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Great inner and end rhyme, great imagery and metaphors. She definitely has a style that's uniquely her own. And what she does, I feel, has a great reflection of the chosen prompt song, but with a style that, a voice that's uniquely her own. I really like how this speaks to me on the idea of how we kill the time in between birth and death, the things that we waste time worrying about, the things that we waste time making important in our life, you know, and almost how we spend too much time on negativity. I really like, you know, distracting ourselves, contracting ourselves, bickering, dickering, shopping, non-stopping, you know, and then keep silent, vigilant, snarly, snarky, violent, save and dough, who will ever know, you're just killing time, waiting around to die. And when you save some dough, who will ever know, it almost makes me think of the saying, you can't take it with you, you know, so, you know, there definitely is a rawness to this, a bitterness, but I think it's the bitterness that makes a good point about the things that we waste, the very precious years that we have on. So just an amazing write and very well done. And for our next poem, we have My Wait Was Over by Ima Rima. And Dexter, will you give that a read for us, please?
Absolutely. This is by Ima Rima, My Wait Was Over. It seemed to me from early age, living was just waiting to die. Each day was just another page of my book ending, by and by. I wrote and sang my songs to fame, and on the tip took drugs and booze. Ease pain and living by be my aim. Sobriety I would not choose. Because sobriety might mean life on a longer, better track. I did let nothing intervene and drank and drugged to heart attack. My wait for death at last came due. My heart did stop at 52. End poem.
Great read, Dexter, and a wonderful write by Ima Rima. And Stelina, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, of course, it's a perfect rhyming poem. Hence his name, Ima Rima. But it's short, but it really packs a punch because right from the first two lines, it seemed to me from early age, living was just waiting to die. This is someone who's gone through his life really knowing where he's going, living through maybe lots of depression or hard times, perhaps. You know, it's like he's always been waiting for that moment when his life would end. And, as the poem goes on, we can see sort of what kind of life he's lived, possibly because he was waiting to die, as he said. He just did whatever he wanted and enjoyed everything. And, you know, on my trip, drugs and booze, ease pain of living be my aim. So he lived through a very hard life. And finally, of course, at the age of 52, he did die. But I thought this was quite a, even though it's short, it packed a little punch there, you know. So yeah, well done, I'm a Rhymer. Very nice poem.
Oh,
very good.
Absolutely, and great observations there. I think you're spot on. The one thing I can add is that I believe, and Dexter will correct me wrong if I'm wrong, but I do believe this is actually a tribute to Towns Van Zandt, who did actually die at the age of 52.
I wasn't aware of that. So yes,
but I mean, your comment was spot on because he suffered from bipolar depression. He suffered from drug addiction and alcohol addiction, and a lot of his life was lived as if he was waiting around to die. So, but I really like the way I'm a Rhymer did this. You know, I think it's actually one of my favorites by him because he wrote it as a tribute, but in the voice, as if he was writing in the voice of Towns Van Zandt. And I thought that was just really great the way he did that. So very well done.
That was very clever, yeah.
It was, definitely, definitely. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Well, you guys nailed it. You know, it was a fantastic write, and like you said, it brought that extra almost aura or atmosphere with it to be writing it almost as from beyond the grave, as Towns Van Zandt. So I appreciate the angle and the take on it very much. So I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. All right. Well, our next song that we're going to play is Poncho and Lefty. And here we go.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, left his split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, oh, it ain't nobody knows. And all could have had him any day. I'd only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Pancho Bill left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho, need your prayers, it's true. Save a few if I left you too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. They could have had him any day. Only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales, they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose.
And that was another amazing song. It really, that song to me really showcases his ability to write a story song. All right. And up next, we have Pancho and Lefty Parody by Paul Brott and Stelina. Will you give that a read for us, please? And I think
yeah,
Dexter
will.
Hopefully he'll be back.
Okay. Pancho and Lefty Parody by Paul Brott. A friend introduced me to Pancho of his childhood dreams, loved the stories that he wrote.
Selena?
He let go so long. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Selena, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are really
you kind of
breaking up. I can
hear you, love. What can you see?
Can you?
I'm so
Selena,
sorry, love. Can you hear? Can you?
Call back, please, Selena. Thank you. And welcome back, Dexter. Glad
sorry.
Glad
talk about
can
waiting around to die. My phone did your stat.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That sucks. That sucks. Yeah, well, and but I assume you got it plugged in and charging?
Yep, we're good to go. Sorry, I got so caught up that I...
All right. Well, Stelina was having some phone problems to where when she was reading Paul's poem, I could only understand like every 10th word, and then she dropped. So hopefully I'm going to... will you put a... Go ahead. I'm going to read... Pancho and Lefty Parody by Paul Brott. And would you put a message in LNP telling her to try calling back?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. So here we go. Pancho and Lefty Parody by Paul Brott. A friend introduced me to Town Van Zandt, a troubadour of poetic folk. Couldn't get enough of his childhood dreams. Loved the stories that he wrote, at least that's how it seemed. And a few gray federals say they could have had him any day. They only let go so wrong. out of kindness, I suppose. Now, let's just get this story straight, sit right back and concentrate. If Pancho hadn't drank so much, he probably wouldn't have lost his touch. At least that's how it seems. Lefty fought with gratitude for a guy with a strange attitude, headed back from Ohio. You should have seen him go, go, go. At least that's how it seems. Lefty fought with gratitude for a guy with a strange attitude. I'm sorry, I think I've already got that part. Lefty fought with gratitude for a guy with a strange attitude. Heading back from Ohio, you should have seen him go, go, go. At least that's how it seems. And a few gray federals say they could have had him any day. They only let go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. Rest in peace, Towns and poem. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Well, great read, Pam. You know, I thought this one, you know, normally when you think of the word purity, and especially when you think of Paul, it's almost a comic rite. And so he catches us off guard here. He actually kind of stays true to the tale of keeping it in this serious light. Now let's just get this story straight. Sit right back and concentrate. If Pancho hadn't drank so much, he probably wouldn't have lost his touch. And so what really makes me think that, Paul's appreciation for Towns previously, and even though when you use the word parody, you know, it hit a chord with him. And he kind of almost turned, Pancho into Towns himself. And maybe Pancho was always Towns, you know, so very well done.
Oh, come on.
Just right.
I think I need to figure out if I'm muted or not. Sorry about that. You know, what it was is this write reminded me of a podcast I was listening to about this guy who ran with the Jesse James gang, but was well less known, and his death was under mysterious circumstances. And it made me think of that, but I couldn't remember the guy's name. So I was trying to look on my phone to see if I could look at to find the podcast name. And then as I was doing that, you know how it is when you got one of those phones where, you know, you just mess around, and next thing you know, you can't find the simple unmute button. Yep. Yep,
absolutely.
That was,
and it doesn't work. Two things don't happen at the same time on the phone, you know, so.
They don't. But, you know, I would definitely not call this a parody in the classic sense that it is a parody, but what he did is he did a great job of taking the lines from the song and putting his own lines in with those to help create a story. And I like how this almost speaks in defense of of Lefty and you know, the kind of the idea, you know, well, you know, if Pancho hadn't drank so much, I like that line, if Pancho hadn't drank so much, he probably wouldn't have lost his touch. At least that's how it seemed. And then I like the Lefty fought with gratitude for the guy with a strange attitude heading back from Ohio. I always like any reference to Ohio because I was actually born there, and I have quite a bit of family from my mother's side in the Ohio and Indiana. So, you know, just a nice, clever write, and very well done. And Stelina, welcome back.
Okay, I had to unmute myself. Can you hear?
Yes.
Are you sure?
As of right now, I can.
Okay, I'm not breaking. No.
I don't know. I don't know. Start making a comment, and I'll let you know.
I'll read Dex's last comment on the board. Well, we would love to have you, Stelina, but whatever works best. Can you hear
well,
that?
We can. There you go.
Okay. I'll stay as long as it lasts. If it cuts again, don't worry about me. I'll just stay on the board and comment. Okay?
All right. Well, I'm hoping you can stick around for us.
Me too.
But definitely understandable if you can't. And so far, sounding good. I know before you were able to get it, like when you had called in one of the After Midnight shows, it just took some, like, adjusting, you know?
Maybe it's the time of night. I don't know. It always happens to the
well,
floor.
If you stand on 1 foot and put your left hand in the air. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah, well, and if it helps, what I could do is I could be your fill-in arcana. I can shout, is it shoved in, me love? Is it shoved in?
He'd know more about that that'll today, fill in
sure.
The, that'll fill in the skips of Stelina.
Yeah, I think arcana would know more about that than me. And I'm not kidding. So,
I also think that if Arcana listens to this show, he's going to say, I sound nothing like that, Pam.
Yeah.
You two took it in a unique way. I love it.
We have a particular accent because we're from the same region, you know.
Yeah.
He's a few miles away from me. So, which is why when I use the voice changer app, everybody thinks it's him.
That makes sense.
So, you know, we've got a particular accent, and I wonder how we sound to others sometimes.
Well, that's
anyway.
Like me and Pam, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you both sound great to me, so I you know.
Thank you.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. Very kind of you to say.
No,
I personally, yeah. Those Midwest accents, people are just lining up to hear them. They're lining up to hear us mispronounce our vowels.
Yeah, that's mispronounce everything as well. So don't worry about that. I would
unique.
Know. Yep, we're unique, Dex. That's it. Yes, that's what we're going to say. We're sticking to it.
There you go. There you go. All right, and I'm going to go ahead now and play our next song, which will be Rex's Blues. And here we go.
Ride the blue wind high and free. She'll lead you down through misery. Leave you low, come time to go. Alone and low as low can be. If I had a nickel, I'd find a game. If I won a dollar, I'd make it rain. If it rained an ocean, I'd drink it dry and lay me down dissatisfied. Legs to walk and thoughts to fly, eyes to laugh and lips to cry, a restless tongue to classify, all born to grow and grown to die. Tell my mother I did no wrong. Tell my baby I said so long. Tell my brother to watch his own. Tell my friends to mourn me none. chained upon the face of time, feeling full of foolish rhyme. There ain't no dark till something shines. I'm bound to leave this dark behind. Ride the blue wind high and free. She'll lead you down through misery. Leave you low come time to go. Alone and low as low can be.
Another great song. And I tell you, when Dexter made the suggestion for Town Van Zandt and I went searching for songs, as soon as I saw that there, I didn't even have to read the lyrics of the song. As soon as I saw there was a song that was called Rex's Blues, I messaged Dexter and I said, this song definitely has to be one of the prompts.
The nail on the head, that was on the list, absolutely. And, you know, it just so happens to be a great song. So it was a perfect call, Pam.
Absolutely, yes, yes. So another shout out to our Rex. And love, prayers, and healing energy. And with that being said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and put up your poem, Stelina, called Rex's Blues. And you are nice enough to make a SoundCloud for us. And welcome back. Welcome back, Stelina. And you are nice enough to make a SoundCloud for us. So
yes. Save your voices a bit.
There you go. There you go. Good idea. And here we go.
Got the poetry blues real bad. I needs me some lovin', some gal to give me some sweet turtle dovin', 'cause I've been down and out for a while. I needs me a honey to make me smile. Got three cool contests I have to judge. Guess someone soon will give me a nudge. I'm AWOL from the shows, they miss my dulcet tones, and all I keep getting are moans and groans. With Rexy, where you at? What you up to, dude? You ain't playing nice. I don't wanna be rude, but being sick ain't no excuse for shirking. Instead of lying in bed, you should be working on penning one of your dandy deuces, not daydreaming about flirty fluces, dancing round your bed in a purple haze. Come on now, man, it's been too many days. Pam's missing her partner in crime, don't you know? She's awful lonely without you on the show. I read one that should have been yours, a real beaut. But anyone can tell I ain't no substitute for Mr. Melted Chocolate and the deep woody voice. But what could she do? Her gal had no choice. So are these Rex's blues, you'll say? Hey, give me a break, guys. I'm taking a day or two to get me back to my prime. Then I promise you we'll have a rare old time.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, that was so awesome. Oh, it was great. It was great. I know Rex is going to absolutely love it. Oh, man.
I'm trying to do a deep voice. I'm trying to do it in a deep voice. To sound
oh,
him.
Oh, my God.
Bravo.
Nobody
I know. Well, you know.
Sounds like Rex.
No, they really can't. They really can't. Yeah, you know, Yeah, it's so true that getting your voice that deep would have taken a voice changer. And even then, but I think you did. Oh, man, that was a wonderful performance. I got to say, I really enjoyed this one. It was a wonderful tribute to him. I love how you have the background music and you did the bluesy type singing. I like that you switched back and forth, like you have it, in his voice, and got the poetry blues real bad. I need me some love and some gal to give me some sweet turtle dovin', because I've been down and out for a while. I need me a honey to make me smile. Got three cool contests I have to get judge. Guess someone soon will give me a nudge. And then, of course, you can imagine all of us going, yeah, 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 no more shirking. Instead of lying in bed, you should be working on penning one of your dandy doozies, not daydreaming about flirty floozies dancing around your bed in a purple haze. Yeah, yeah, we know what you're up to, dreaming about floozies in a purple haze. Oh, man. I tell you, this cracks me up. This cracks me up. And I will say that I think this is a wonderful tribute to him. I love that you did it with humor and heart and definitely quite a bit of honesty in it too, because yes, I do truly, I've been having a lot of fun this week with you and Arcana and Dexter and Weaver. But, there just really isn't any substitute for having that the person you usually depend on to be with you for shows. So, definitely do miss his voice. So, just a wonderful write. Thank you, Selena. Thank you. I'm so glad you were inspired. And Dexter, your thoughts?
I thought that this was a fantastic tribute. And you know what? I love all of the words kind of, loving, doving, cause. You speak it in that Rex cadence. But what's really hard to do is that almost nobody that I've ever met can speak it in that Rex cadence, unless you're like a Creole or something from New Orleans or something. He can kind of transform his own verbiage sometimes. And so that's why I love it when, you say that, ain't no substitute, So you, this is a perfect tribute. I know he'll get to hear this, and I hope that he does. But I thought this was fantastic, Selena, because you it was a great tribute, but you channeled your inner sexy Rexy on this one. So very well done.
Great comment there, Dexter. And unfortunately, she dropped again, then she was back on, and then just as your comment ended, she dropped again. So...
Okay.
Poor Selena. All right. She's going to stay on the board and I guess make comments there.
Correct.
But she, of course, she's welcome to call back if she wants to.
Yep, absolutely. And, great work, Selena.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just definitely an awesome write. And you're right. That was a good observation you made there, Dexter. She really did do well that Rex cadence that he has. Very cool.
Yeah. It's so hard to read a Rex poem. That's why it's so hard to read a Rex poem. I've read Rex poems on the show, and I'm like, oh, man, I know I'm going to mess this up because – His cadence is so unique. His cadence is so unique that it's hard to duplicate it,
It really is. It really is, which is why it's a great thing that a lot of times when he does write, he makes SoundCloud, because they definitely need his voice. So, right. And our next poem inspired by that song is Sometimes We Dance by Marriott Dark. And go ahead, Dexter, and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, this is Myriad Dark, Sometimes We Dance. Sometimes a crown that glitters like gold. Sometimes a ring to have and to hold. Sometimes a cart put before the horse. A tumbro of sorts, a par from the course. Who will pay for the piper and pay a fair price as he sets up a tune before the clock strikes? Bread and wine in faith and belief, our time is at hand, and time is a thief. In the ways of the world, as in sickness and health, sometimes there's a change in our status and wealth. Sometimes we dance, sometimes we rave, just a step and a hop from cradle to grave. Sometimes in the night we may wake from a dream filled with anguish and fright as we struggle to breathe. In the dim morning light to the wise a new start, sometimes a wish comes straight from the heart. Sometimes we dance, other times we may fall, never taking a chance and missing the call. Sometimes we're hunted by those we wish gone and keep piling up sorrows, and the list just goes on. So we keep bearing the cross that saps at our will between each gain and loss, another point for each kill. Sometimes we dance over all our mistakes, never taking the chance to fix those whom we break. End poem.
Great read there, Dexter. I was really impressed with this write. First of all, I'm a real big fan of Mary Dark's writing, and I'm also a big fan of rhyme poems that have a consistent pattern to them, because, you know, it really adds a polished look. I like the consistency of the A-B-A-B rhyme pattern in this and the imagery. I like how this is that message about, you know, those things that we fill our time with, you know, in between life and death. And I like how it speaks on the idea of time being a thief, and the idea of, you know, the ups and downs in life. You know, great lines all the way through. I really like, take this bread and wine and faith and belief. Our time is at hand and time is a thief. In the ways of the world, as in sickness and health, sometimes there's a change in our status and wealth. And that is so true. And they just come, those kind of changes come so unexpectedly. I also like, so we keep bearing this cross that saps at our will between each gain and loss, another point for each kill. You know, it speaks so emotively on the idea of carrying that burden of knowing that we're going to die. And I think it's almost like it points out to me the idea that we spend so much time thinking about death that it becomes this burden and we forget to truly just live and appreciate life. So excellent write and very well done. And Dexter, you did an awesome read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that was a fantastic take, Pam. You know, I kind of took this from, and I could be wrong. Like I said, I'd like to kind of take a shot, I guess, on some of my interpretations, and I could be wrong. I kind of took this as from a young man's perspective in the Sometimes We Dance, and you know, sometimes we don't think about the people that we're hurting in the time being. You know, sometimes when we're young, we are so caught up in having fun, you know, that we're not thinking about these different partners. It just seems like a dance. And then, you know, towards the end, you know, another point for each kill, you know, between each gain and loss. But at the end, sometimes during all of that, we can end up alone, and we can, or else we can at least end up really kind of broken because of how we feel about the way that we acted. You know, never taking the chance to fix those whom we break. You know, and you never, during the time that we're dancing, you never recognize that, that the price of, or that the price of that toll, or the weight of that, that, that toll is going to take on us. And so I thought this was an amazing rite.
Oh, I have to agree with you. And you know what? I think actually you are spot on with this one. I have to say, when you made your comment, it helped me to see this poem in that way. And yes, I think you make a really good point about how we don't think about the individual people that we spend time with, and the idea of the just having that dance and moving along. I will admit, if you don't mind me being honest, I always admire and appreciate that you have this different way of thinking about poems and viewing poems. Sometimes when you make a comment, I'm thinking in my inside my head, what the hell, Dexter? But then...
I'm thinking that sometimes, too.
Oh, that's good.
So that's why I got scared, and I recognized that, because like last show I was on, it was about Laurent, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't mean to be the one dude in the room that's going to make this poem really dark, but take on it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sometimes, something really
but
off
I,
the wall, and I'm like, man, people might judge me on this, but you know, I love taking a shot in the dark, and that's what I love about Greeny's poetry, is everybody's interpretation. So thank you, Pam.
Oh, me too. So yeah, definitely keep being yourself, because, you know, I love to do the same thing. You know, you take those shots in the dark, you say, this is what I see in it. And I think that's cool. So very well said there. And all right, well, our next song is going to be To Live Is to Fly, which I actually got a couple rights from a different contest, and this is the song these two rights were written to, so here we go.
Play this song called To Live Is to Fly. Won't say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time, and I waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. Well, you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentleman. Got the sky to talk about and the world to lie upon. Days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone, all you keep is the getting there. Well, to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends, it's time to go again. Think all the poetry and the picking down the line. I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. But it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, it may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find. Them holes are all as real, and some fall on you like a storm. Sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make, and time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea, some toil upon the stone. Where to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Well, shake the dust off of your wings and the tears out of your eyes.
Another awesome song. Like you said, Dexter, great addition to the show. All right. And the next poem we have is, let me grab that. And here we go. It is, I'm a Dragonfly in Amber by Hat. And it goes like this. You turn your gaze behind the arc of the rainbow. A smile touches the eyes. I'm a dragonfly in amber. If a boulder of sorrow rolls over the chest and the shadow passes through the face, I stay. I'll stand firm in your debacle, and I won't collapse. Maybe just a little. Keeping warmth is my knot. Then flowers bloom and fruits ripe. The bees suck the sweets only. They perish when the frost blows into the garden. You have patience with me when repeated questioning that hurts me and I say nothing. Do I scream? Use the noise blockers? Just don't tell me to shut up the decibels. My monologue is heard three houses further. Blah, blah, blah. So what? Be good to my dreams. I know we can't live from a poem. Our fathers crushed the bread hard. This passion for poetry gives me wings and the power to lift us both over the abyss, from the darkness, from humiliation, from misfortune, into the illuminated places. You're the one to wipe the dust, and I draw hearts pierced by a Cupid's arrow. End poem. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was a great write and a great, you know, powerful in its style and just the way that they, you know, sectioned off the stanzas and, you know, you have patience with me. You know, I think that this is just really about two lovers waiting for the other one to kind of change. But in reality is, you know, maybe that they're not willing to, or maybe that recognizing that the other one maybe never will. I'm kind of torn on that, but it definitely gives the feeling, you know, when he talks about the flowers bloom and the fruits ripe, that's that evolution into maturity. And this definitely feels like a relationship that just quite isn't evolving into the maturity that they're looking for. So very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment and observations. Yeah. I even really like the title in this, the idea of being trapped, like that dragonfly in amber, being trapped, not moving anywhere. You know, I think it has this tone of someone acknowledging their flaws and kind of, as you were saying, needing a partner who accepts their flaws. In fact, not just accepts them, but embraces them and isn't finding it with them. You know, and I think to me it kind of speaks on the idea of a person who's a poet being in a relationship with a person who's not a poet, or at least doesn't have an appreciation for poetry, you know, doesn't really truly understand what it's about. And I like how she creates certain tones by putting certain letters in capital, like you with an exclamation point and so what in bold. And, you know, there's a kind of sort of snarkiness to the blah, 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 you know, and, you know, and then the explanation. I think this is the most relatable part of the poem. This passion for poetry gives me wings and the powers to lift us both over the abyss, from the darkness, from humiliation, from misfortune, into the illuminated place. And that is so true. Unfortunately, though, it's not something that everybody's going to understand. So,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yep.
Great catch, Pam, reading that AN, because, and like you said, that was perfect, and what a deep write. I loved it.
It truly was. And I'm very thankful for Hat putting that right on the board, because then I took a look at the contest it came from, and I happened to find this other right from Ursula McCabe. So we have two great poets. Well, we have a whole bunch of great poets. You know, these just happen to be a couple of extra ones that we got. So this is, yes, Time to Climb by Ursula McCabe. And Dexter, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay, this is Time to Climb. I find the murky days are best for stepping up to well-worn routes. Time to chase the cloven tracks and indents on our checkered past. Take my hand and follow me up mountainside of here and gone. We'll walk beneath the denim sky filled with lace clouds and ask no why. I watch your long neck curve deep under brush and maple trees. We set the pace along this path over jagged corners that won't last. Please don't fret about the time when we'll lose our reins in mind. For soon we'll spot those buff backsides. They'll turn and stare like with mirrored eyes. The elk lift velvet noses to the wind while we exhale long gone sins. From now on, we'll reach those high places and ride horse tails, clouds, and angel with angel faces. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Dexter. And I have to say, I really appreciate the rhyme and flow in this, the imagery. Ursula writes in such a way that you can really feel her love and her connection to nature and what it means to her, you know. And I like how this is a very observational tone. And I also really like when people use like something to describe a color, but don't just say like dark blue. Like she says, we'll walk beneath the denim sky filled with lace clouds that ask no why. What wonderful imagery. And you can imagine that dark blue, smooth sky with those lacy clouds that look like they could just float away. And and then the elk lift velvet noses to the wind while we exhale long gone sins. I feel like this speaks on the idea of rutting season, or I don't know what, like mating season with the animals, where it's spring and the animals are all getting ready to make new life, and people are getting ready. You know, there's romance in the air, but there's also this idea of, it's almost to me a really great poem, and I could be reading it wrong, but a great poem to have right near Easter, because it feels like there's this idea of renewal and rebirth and a true appreciation for life. So beautifully written and very well done. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, great comment, Pam. You know, I took this one actually very literal, you know, Time to Climb. Having just spent a little bit of time with some people that were discussing being climbers, and just, which is not myself, I'm terrified of heights, but just how much there's some people that just enjoy being doing mountain climbing. And I almost feel like it almost encompassed that. You know, Mark, take your hand and follow me up the mountainside here and gone. I watch your long neck curves dip under the brush in the maple tree. We set a pace along this path over jagged corners that won't last. I feel like this ride is almost taking us up the side of a mountain, buff backside. This is such a textured ride because, you know, it like you said, it's denim. That's a that's a tough texture. Lace, jagged, buff. The whole entire ride has you feeling these rough textures and just get the feeling as though we're climbing a mountain. So I thought that this was an amazing ride.
Oh, very cool. I like that. And yeah, definitely I can see that being taken literally. And I like that you brought up how the textures come through. So excellent comment. All right. And our next song is going to be Blue Ridge Mountains. And let me see if I can find that. And all right, here we go.
Well, my home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Well, my home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I ain't coming back here anymore. Well, I had me a mother that could pray, boy. She prayed for me both night and day, boy. And I tore down every prayer that she could say. Boys, and I ain't coming back here anymore. I wanna find me a lady fair and tender. I wanna play her song on my steel string. Gonna lay her down in a bed of clover. Then I ain't coming back here anymore. Whole wide country over, New York City down to Mexico, and I've seen the joyful and the sorrow, and I ain't coming back here anymore. So if Mr. Sinbad, can you hear me down there in Grayson, Louisiana? Well, I lay a joint upon your grave, sir, then I ain't coming back here anymore. Well, my home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Well, my home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I ain't coming back here anymore.
Another awesome song. And inspired by that, we have Home is Where the Heart Is by Eric Svensson. And Eric was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. But before I do that, I'd like to welcome Weaver of Dreams, a.k.a. Kate, to the show. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us.
Hi. I'm so sorry to be popping in so late, but I've been having a few problems.
Oh, dear. So yeah, you know, that's completely understandable. Yes, we're very thankful to have you here. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Let's carry on, please.
Yes.
I'll listen for a while.
There you go. Sounds good. All right, well, up next we have Eric's Right, and here we go.
Home is where the heart is. My home is where Valkyries ride. My home is where cormorant flights, rollerblades slide. My home is here where winged skeets impinge, singe airspace's blue hide. My heart is here where memories murmured above tumultuous teal waves. My heart ducks and dives, rollerballs, ecstatic slipstream, dip stream. My heart flutters, rises, resurrects like cormorant flights out of oceanic Atlantic womb. Spartan shoreline propulsion pulls my mind to my late mama's powerful prayers. Feisty white-capped Lipizzana waves charge towards white sands with gusto. Vivaldi verve, sassy Wagner swerve of my beloved mama's fervent prayers. My life often causes me to bat-bat, blink in amazement. My life has been swift drift, flight lift off, to wing my way to foreign climes. My life, as mama said, would be gunning, gauntlet running to travel, unravel life's mysteries. My wish is that my late mama knows her prayers still direct, dissect. My wish is that she knows her adventurous barred sun rises like jet black cormorant skeins. My wish is that my prayers will always direct, dissect, resurrect Vivaldi verve and Wagnerian swerve. Chipmunk chirpy, life's quirky quasar conundrums. Still from Gulliver, after he travelled the wide, wondrous world. Now he abides, Valkyrie rides Galicia's creativity skeins, close by a little Lilliputian village named Paternoster. End poem.
Great read and write, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Kate, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, as usual, absolutely wonderful. The man wields the world, the words like he does the sword. It's amazing. I just think he's amazing, and his reads are so good. So this is about, one presuming, his wish that his mama could see what he's managed to achieve with his life and following her wishes. So I think that's lovely as well, isn't it? My wish is that my prayer will always direct that. Sorry, you were going to say that, what?
No, go ahead, sorry. I was just agreeing with you, and I meant to keep my thoughts in my head, but they slipped out.
Oh, look, if you were agreeing with me, I want to know. That is so cool.
Yeah, I was definitely agreeing with you.
Oh, cool. That goes. That's wonderful. Makes me feel so happy. Yeah. So I'm not going to spoil it now. I'm going to stop talking. Yes, I think it was beautifully, beautifully read and so well put together. This is so obviously an ode to his mum, who he loves. Or, you know, great. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Eric. I really liked it.
Great comment there, Kate. And I really, truly believe you definitely picked up on his love and his admiration for his mother. And Dexter, your thoughts?
You know, I found myself almost disappointed in myself for my judgment, because going into this, I would have guessed at face value that this would have been maybe one of the last prompts that Eric would have written to. But that is very wrong of me, because poems that are often about the West Virginia and Appalachian area are so from the heart and so much about who you are, and that they have such a soul about them. But this was absolutely not a mockery or a parody. This was Eric really telling a side of himself. And so I was just very stunned by this. And I'm so happy that he chose this prompt, because it really connected a lot of dots for me. So very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment there, because you're right. You know, this poem shows so much of Eric's heart, of what's important to him. I mean, as usual, it's got his wonderful imagery and metaphors, you know, great use of alliteration throughout, that makes it all his own unique style. But I like how this not only speaks on his love for his mother and his appreciation for her prayers and her wisdom, but it also speaks on how he himself is one of those people who has what they call like travel lust, or, you know, the people who just have the urge to travel, who need to see the world. You know, it speaks on being grounded in your past, in your family, but also being one of those spirits that just soars and wants to discover new things, so that home can basically be found wherever your heart is. And I really like this all the way through, but especially my life often causes me to bat, blink in amazement. My life has been swift, thrift, flight, lift, off to wing my way to foreign climes. My life, as Mama said, would be gunning, gauntlet, running to travel, unravel life's mysteries. And I like those lines because it seems it speaks on the idea. And then this is often true of mothers. They can read their children from a very young age and know, you know, which direction they're going to go in. So, you know, just an excellent write and very well done. Let's see, I'm debating here. I'm not sure if I think I'm going to play one more song. Well, you know what? I do want to get the rights done. With only 15 minutes, I think, actually, and I'm going to, for the rest of the rights, skip the songs. Do make sure, everybody, if you haven't, go to the contest or just, you know, go on YouTube and listen to Town Van Zandt, because there's just some amazing music out there. But I do want to make sure to get the poets in. And you know, when you're it's true what they say. Wanderlust. Yes, that's it. I have wanderlust. I wonder where all my lust went to.
Oh, oh, my God. I love it. I was on mute going, ha, ha, ha.
It's exactly what I think, too.
Right? Oh, man. Well, so to make sure we get in our poets, we will skip the music, because then we can pay attention to the poetry. And up next, we have Harnessing the Storm by Robert M., which was inspired by the song, it was inspired by lots of the songs, but I had put it underneath Snowing on Raton. And Robert was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So let me find that. And here we go.
This is my recital of Harnessing the Storm, a poem inspired by Towns Van Zandt. High upon the mountains beyond horizon stare, I bathe within the blackened clouds, embracing my despair. They revel in my suffrage and amplify my pain. Woe betide the fools below who bend to sorrow's reign. My only friend along this path was my shadow on the floor. It too was consumed by the wrath and contempt that misery bore. Isolation tempers my disdain against fools and foes alike, consolidating my agony with each illustrious strike. The howling wind is merciless as my fury's incarnation. Thunder crashes like my heart, mirroring the devastation. Let this storm be an omen to warm the feeble and meek. Leave me to my transcendence, or suffer the fate of the weak. Pray while you are yet able, as the savage storm surrounds. I shall remain to meld with the sky, so my darkness will know no bounds.
Great reading right there, Robert. Thank you for the sound clouds. Very much appreciated. And I'm so glad that Robert was inspired. And Dexter, your thoughts.
Yeah, I thought this was great, right? High up on the mountains, beyond horizons stare, I bathe within the blackest clouds, embracing my despair. Embracing my despair, you know, that line right there captures the title, Harnessing the Storm. And I think that really is what it all kind of comes down to as far as Townes Van Zandt, you know, it's about harnessing this storm. It's about, you know, can you create poetry within all of this muck? Can you create any type of outcome out of this suffering? I shall remain to meld with the sky, so my darkness will know no bounds. You know, the savage storms around, you know, it's just about creating something out of all of this horrible that's around you. And I thought that Robert did a great job of that. So well done.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment there. And Kate, your thoughts.
Well, this particular poem had so much feeling in it when you read it. You could actually, he was doing such a good job of telling us exactly how the person he was writing about felt. I thought it's really great to be able to do that. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. But what he does say in his AN, which I thought was fascinating, this is about a monk to isolation and forsook the joys of social life. One fist of shadow, one fist of thunder. That's what he's saying in that penultimate stanza. Let the storm be an omen to warn the feeble and meek. Leave me to my transcendence or suffer the fate of the weak. It was really, it was a really deep, very meaningful and well-read poem. So thank you, Robert, for sharing. Wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, yeah, you're right. It is a story poem, but what's really nice about it, it's so layered that it's a story, and yet it works really well as a metaphor for to me anyways, of trying to find peace, you know, trying to find harmony and balance in yourself and not being able to find it because of the chaos and the idiocy of society. You know, and I like that he did this wonderful rhyme and flow, powerful imagery, great darkness. I really particularly like isolation tempers my disdain against fools and foes alike, consolidating my agony with each illustrious strike. And that works so well because it not only works with the story, the idea of the monk, but it works very well with the idea of, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, sometimes it's a horrible thing when I am left alone with my own thoughts and my overactive imagination. And, sometimes it's just giving yourself time to stew is just not the right thing to do. You know, so just an amazing dark right all the way through and very well done.
I agree.
And up next, We have your poem, Dexter. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. This poem sparked a little controversy, but it was a little short, fun, right? Don't threaten me with a good time. Been chewed up and spit out. Showed up and told to get out. Kicked when I was down. Stood and dusted off. Got Sunday punched for Monday brunch. And my toes stepped on, wearing brand new shoes by everybody I passed, each way I moved. You'd think I would be bitter. You'd think I'd had enough. This world always beat my ass. Discovered, it turns out I like it rough. End poem.
Oh, sneak that in. Wow.
Yep, that was just the perfect ending. Discovered it turns out I like her up. That was awesome. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, so well done. You said it was going to be a bit of fun, and you're correct. I was beginning, at the beginning, I thought, oh, no, how that's so sad. Chewed up and spit out. Showed up and told to get out. Doesn't sound good, but you got me in the end there. That's a perfect ending. Oh yes, thank you so much. You made me smile after my day of total chaos. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was my pleasure. I loved it.
Yeah, this definitely cracked me up, especially that ending, because you know, you do take us through that kind of bluesy undertone of everything that can go wrong with life. But you give us, with the title, you definitely give a bit of a hint. Don't threaten me with a good time. You know, a great title. You know, I like this all the way through. Fun imagery, great twist at the end. You think I would be bitter. You think I had enough. The world always beat my ass. Discovered, it turns out, I like it rough. Just awesome lines all the way through. I also really like where you say, kicked when I was down, stood and dusted off, got Sunday punched while out for Monday brunch. You know, I like that idea of getting punched into next week. So awesome lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, everybody. It was a fun write.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you were inspired. Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put up my poem and give that a read. So, and Dexter, if you would be so kind as to to lead comments, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. This is The Highfalutin Woman and Bank Robber Blues. She's a pretty little succubus by the name of Liza Louise, dressed up in chiffon. She drains men of their wealth as she does what she pleases. She's got them all falling down, broken souls at her feet, for they all became bandits to satisfy her needs. She picked them and tricked them, promising love and devotion, then drowned them like stones that were thrown in the ocean. She's got the highfalutin woman blues. Instead of diamonds and pearls, she'll be wearing the noose as her dainty feet dangle and her pretty dress swirls. They wined her and dined her. She loved them and left them, kicked the ones in the face that tried grasping the hem. But she played her games with the wrong man, a bank robber named Thurston with a cold look of the damned. And he said to her, pretty lady, your thrills are all done, as he pocketed her jewels, cocked and locked, aiming the barrel of his gun. He said, you're coming with me to the judge and the jury. And she stared him on down with blue eyes that blazed with a spoiled girl fury. Go ahead, she dared him, lead me straight to the gallows, but robber, you'll swing right beside me and rest in a grave that is shallow. Princess, he calmly replied, I know I'm a sinner, I know all my crimes, but I've never broken a heart the way you've broken mine. So to know that you'll hang, I'll gladly give the devil my time. She's got the highfalutin woman blues. He's got the bank robber blues, singing together about a life of temptations where one never wanted to seek out redemption. Now they ride mayors of flame beyond hell's brimstone gates, knowing their punishment is to eternally be kept from the music while loving the person they hate. End poem.
Wow.
Great read, Pam. That was fantastic and awesome. Right. Katie, could we start with you?
You certainly can. Oh, that was amazing. That is a story. I love a good story. She's a pretty little succubus by the name of Lisa Louise. Yes, I really enjoyed this. I love the way it, I don't know if you can say ramped along. I don't know if that's the correct kind of phrase, but it had its own momentum. It just, you know, it just kept you interested and wanted to know what was happening next. But she got her comeuppance, but then so did he. So now they're eternally stuck together in hell and brimstone, loving and hating each other. Oh, wonderful, wonderful end to it. I thought it was really very, very interesting and very well written, and I loved it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Weaver. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate. Yeah, great comment. Pam, you know, I thought you nailed this, and I thought that this was such a great take because, you know, you talk about the woman and the bank robber blues. What it really is almost the stalemate of two people that would rather go to the end than actually do the right thing, which is almost the obvious thing, which is just move on from one another. They would rather cling on to each other almost and sink into the quicksand or sink to the bottom of the ocean or whatever it is. But you do such a great job of telling the story that it almost becomes obvious that it's like, at this point, they could just leave each other. But it's so obvious to the outsiders, too, of other people's relationships that we go, oh, it's just obvious that they should just leave each other. But at the same time, they stick, you know, these two people are rather stick it out within the hell's brimstone gates, you know. So it's just a fantastic writing and a great way to end the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, you're definitely spot on there. It's a story, right? But it's also that a kind of the over top example, you know, having fun with the example of, you know, people who are just too damn stubborn. Like the guy said, you know, I'll gladly give the devil my time. And if it means letting you hang too. So yeah. Yeah. It was definitely a fun write and great, great idea for a show tonight, Dexter. Thank you so much for co-hosting with me. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Stelina and Kate for calling in, and to Stelina and Robbie and Jenny for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show or is listening now or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And get well soon, Rex. We miss you. And have a good night, everyone. And make sure to check out all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And Dexter, did you want to say anything in closing?
No, you hit it perfect. I just appreciate you so much, Pam, and everybody for allowing me to even have this chance to come on and help out and get well soon, Rex. We had fun tonight. I had a blast. So hopefully everybody else did. And yeah, check out these future shows.